do you have your password?
I think the last time I got in, they had to send me another reminder because I think
Kevin McGuire knew going into his health insurance marketplace enrollment session with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers that his premiums would go up.
I heard people saying that it was going to go up, and everything goes up except for how much we get paid. But, yeah, I guess I expected that.
McGuire works as a stagehand in central Illinois, something he's done since the mid-'80s and the first Farm Aid concert at the University of Illinois. He doesn't work enough regular hours to qualify for health care.
So I was covered under my wife's insurance, and then when we divorced in 2005, then I didn't have anything and was unable to afford anything and just decided I wouldn't get sick or hurt or need health care.
Right now, McGuire pays about $375 a month for his mid-range or silver plan with Health Alliance, but that's before a tax credit of about $90 a month based on earnings. Next year, his monthly cost will jump. That's because rates for some of the most popular silver plans in central Illinois increased 35% to 40% for 2017. Shoppers also have two fewer companies to choose from. Both trends are similar to what people across the country are seeing on the health insurance exchanges. One reason why, a greater number of sicker people on the rolls.
The extreme worry is basically that as you keep increasing these prices, you actually make it harder and harder for healthy people to sign up because they don't want to pay the prices.
Julian Reif researches the economics of health insurance at the University of Illinois. He says architects of the Affordable Care Act saw the potential for such a problem, and that's the reason for the individual mandate, requiring people to buy coverage or pay a penalty. But he says many healthy people don't mind paying roughly $700 for violating that mandate.
And so while people were thinking that healthy people would basically have to sign up because they have to comply with this mandate or maybe they're attracted by the subsidies, either the penalty is not large enough or perhaps the subsidies are too small. For whatever reason, a lot of healthy people are deciding not to sign up for these plans.
But the rate increases don't tell the full story.
It's a little more involved when you get a tax credit because the government is going to show that they paid you this much every month.
Adani Sanchez works as a client services coordinator at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She says the enrollees she works with understand that costs tend to go up, but so do the tax credits or subsidies, which are also adjusted every year.
There's a lot of sticker shock, too, when people get the notices from their companies because their companies also aren't taking into account new subsidies.
And most people do get some sort of tax credit. Federal data shows some 75% of Illinois residents who buy insurance on the exchange get a subsidy. That includes Kevin McGuire. The $300 a month he pays now will go up to $530 next year, but his monthly subsidy also increases. Like many people, he switched to a slightly lower silver plan for 2017, so in the end, he'll pay about $50 more a month after the tax credit. With some two dozen plans available through the remaining two providers, Blue Cross and Health Alliance, the staff at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers say they expect most people in this part of the state will be able to find good, affordable coverage. McGuire says for him, so far so good on his Health Alliance plan. He was recently treated for severe arthritis, deciding he needed a doctor as opposed to simply waiting it out. He says getting enrolled for health care and finding a physician at Carle has filled a laundry list of needs.
You know, probably for the first time in my adult life, I had a doctor who really spent time with me, cared, seemed to be concerned, listened, and then also had some great ideas.
Clients like Kevin say the enrollment process can be daunting and recommend finding a group like Champaign County Healthcare Consumers to walk through the registration process. There's a lot of speculation about the future of the Affordable Care Act now that Donald Trump has been elected president. But in the meantime, an open enrollment period for medical care is underway. That started last Tuesday and runs through the end of January. For coverage that starts January 1st, customers must sign up by December 15th. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.